mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning we focus our attention on the last few verses of the Gospel of Matthew, where we hear Jesus Christ commissioning his church to go forth and do as he has commanded. You may be seated. Nowhere in the entire Bible will you find the words, the Great Commission, and yet we all know that these last five verses of the Gospel of Matthew are just that. Our Lord's commissioning of the disciples, and therefore his entire church, to go about the work that he's leaving for them to do. Specifically, to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Bill and Stephanie, you probably didn't realize that when you chose today to be the day of Landon's baptism, that you would be participating in the Great Commission, did you? No, you didn't. But you are. It's what the church is called to do, and each individual member of the church is also called to follow these commands. Delivering a child to the waters of holy baptism is part of the faithful following of this great commission. But it's so much more than just that. Making disciples is about much more than just baptizing them. If it was just about that, we'd focus all of our attention on making sure that every single person had those cleansing waters poured over them while speaking the name of the triune God. Jesus' command to his people doesn't end there just saying, baptize them. It goes on to say, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Ted and Steph, your profession of faith that you are about to make today is a result of an observance of that particular command, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, a desire to learn and to grow in the faith. That's a result of observing God's command in the Great Commission. It's what our Lord commanded every one of his disciples to do, and thus each of us. Not just to get to this day right here, June 4th, 2023, where you will now fully participate in the life of the church in word and in sacrament, which I know is a joy to the two of you, but that you might continue learning and growing through a devotion to all that we are taught and all the ways in which we're led through Holy Scriptures. As we often say, God doesn't give commands without also attaching a promise to that command, a promise to walk with us and to empower us to follow his command. And so the very last verse of Matthew's gospel includes that promise. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. God will not leave us. He will not forsake us. Even in the midst of a mission that often seems overwhelmingly difficult. Coming to the font, Landon, and standing before your congregation, Ted and Steph, is the easy part. Living the life that you've been called to live over the next 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 years, in Landon's case maybe, is the hard part. Even so, you have a God who has promised to walk with you, to never leave you. And all of this is important to consider as we look at the Great Commission. But if that's all that it is, we could very easily lose sight of the fact that behind this commissioning is an even greater mission, which is the combined, cooperative, and perfectly coordinated effort of the triune God, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because if we look at the definition, a commissioning is a granting of authority by someone who has that authority to someone else to carry out a particular task or duty. We have commissioned work right here in this room in which we're sitting and standing today. Look at these stained glass windows. Probably over 100 years ago, they were commissioned by an artisan so that they might draw our eye to them and bring glory to God as they remind us of the beauty that He brings to our lives. If you look at that wall over there, you'll see words and you'll see artwork that was commissioned not that long ago. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That work was commissioned so that all who enter into this space will know that here is a place where all that troubles us, where all the sin that so easily entangles us, can be laid at Jesus' feet. The same artist who did that work was also commissioned to do the altarpiece in our chapel, which is one which on so many levels reminds us of the work of Christ, from His incarnation and continuing today as He offers to us His body and blood in the Lord's Supper. As a congregation, all of these works and many other ones were commissioned so that someone with particular skills would carry out a task that we wanted completed. And God does the same for us. By His unique authority, He calls His people to carry out the work that He desires to be done here on earth. As we, the church, are commissioned to carry out this work that we're called to do on earth, we're reminded that our mission is not our own. Our mission is rooted in God's mission as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The church's mission flows out of God's mission, and it finds its source and it finds its power in God's mission. The key to the mission we're given is to understand, confess, and rejoice that our mission is, in fact, the mission of the Triune God, who provides direction and strength and purpose for all that we do in His name. But it's not about us. It's about what God wants done for the sake of His kingdom, which is that all would come to know the saving work of Jesus Christ. And it's a mission that begins in the heart of God the Father. It's the heart that God has had from all eternity. From the moment He began creation, which we heard about in Genesis today, His heart was to be close to us, to walk with us, to grow in relationship with us. Of course, sin corrupted this plan, but it did not change the heart of God. Over and over again, the Bible portrays God the Father as a seeking God and as a sending God. He's one who seeks the lost, and He sends His very own Son into the world to save each and every one of us who cannot save ourselves. And it's in God's own Son, Jesus Christ, that His mission has its center. The Bible, from beginning to end, points to Christ. It's the message proclaimed in Peter's sermon in Acts that we heard today, that Jesus is the promised Messiah, sent by the Father to reconcile the world to Himself through His life and His death and His resurrection. And of course, as we celebrate the Holy Trinity today, we remember that God's mission is not complete without the work of all three persons of the Holy Trinity. And so we remember that God's mission is empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Father and the Son together send this Holy Spirit as their mission partner in God's great plan of salvation. His work of calling and gathering, enlightening and sanctifying the whole Christian church on earth is essential to God's mission. And it's also essential to our daily walk with Him. It's an ongoing work that has called Landon to the waters of holy baptism today. It's a persistent work that has gathered Ted and Steph into God's assembly and into our fellowship. And the Holy Spirit's work is a constant presence in all of our lives, assuring that when we lean on Him, we'll never be overwhelmed by the size of the task or the fierceness of the enemy. Because each day God's mission, that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is also our mission. And when we understand God and His mission, only then can we understand the church's role, our role, and participate in it properly and joyfully and confidently. And we do so by living out our vocations each and every day, because in each of these, He has equipped us with the necessary gifts to be the church in the world. And it looks different in every place where God is working. But today, this, right here, is what God's mission looks like. It looks like a little child being brought to the holy waters of baptism. It looks like a couple publicly professing their faith. And it looks like a congregation celebrating the work of the Great Commission, which is the church on earth, appointed by the authority of God to carry out a particular task. We rejoice in the fact that God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, allows and encourages us to participate in this mission work along with Him. The church's Great Commission, designed by God for His glory and for the salvation of many. Don't trust in yourselves in this work, but in Him, as you share the good news of the Father's love in Jesus Christ with others by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.